Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast, Wellness Walks. I'm Hannah Bright, the Women's Wellness Coach, and I'm here to talk to you about topics covering all things women's health, both physical and mental. I hope you enjoy this episode. Let's get stuck in. Good morning, everybody. Hope we are well, and hope we're having a good week so far. I am, well, today is Tuesday, We are the 7th of November, so we are getting very close to Christmas, which I love and I'm super excited about. But as you can hear, probably from the sound of my voice, I'm very congested still from this cold that I got 2 weeks ago now. It got really, really bad. I was man down on the sofa for a couple of days. Then it's got better and it's a lot better, but it's lingering and it's congestion and it's just annoying. But yeah, I know there's a lot of it going around at the moment. I was doing my one-to-one client check-ins yesterday and I'd say 70% of my clients are not very well at the moment. Not too unwell. It's just an annoying, lingering cold flu-ness. So if you're feeling the same, then look after yourself. The main thing is to try and get better as soon as possible. So lots of sleep, lots of good food, trying to rest and recover. Don't push yourself too much in the gym and things because that will prolong your illness. So I took a good 4 days out of exercising altogether and now I'm back to it and I feel fine exercising. It's just a little bit my cardio, I suppose, because of this congestion. My breathing's a little bit harder. Anyway, enough about me. So today on the podcast episode, I want to talk about the power of our mind and how strong our minds are and how strong the thinking that we do can affect us, can affect how our day goes, can affect our success, whether that's with work or personal life or on your in your fitness journey, strength journey, weight loss journey. The power of our mind and our thinking is just incredible. So for an example, you know, sometimes you start the day and maybe your alarm goes off and you snooze it a couple of times and then you end up late getting up for work and then you're rushing around the house trying to get ready. You make a coffee, you spill the coffee down your top. You're trying to get ready and everything's just a bit of a rush. And then you get in the car, you start driving to work. Every red light feels like it's hitting you. Stopping at every red light. So now you're panicking that you're going to be late for work. So you're rushing and you're getting more and more stressed. Get to work just in time. Don't have time to make a coffee before your first meeting. So you run into the meeting. The meeting doesn't go very well. It doesn't go as well as planned. You don't get your point across or everything that everyone else is saying is completely not what you agree with. Or there's just, you just don't get anywhere in the meeting and it feels like a waste of time. But it runs over and therefore you end up not being able to take your lunch break. So you can't have the food that you plan for your lunch. So you work through your lunch. And then when you get super hungry a little bit later, you end up grabbing something maybe not so healthy, maybe just a chocolate bar and some crisps. And that ruins your diet. So that gets you in a worse mood. You get the point. It's a snowball effect. Everything seems negative. Everything's against you. Everything's bad. And you're just having a really bad day. And someone says, how are you? And you say, I'm having a really bad day. And that's all kicked off by that, you know, the start of the day being negative in your opinion, and then the snowball effect of everything you see is negative. But that is exactly the point. It's how you perceive it and it's how you see it. And you have the ability to change your day around. You have the ability to see positives rather than negatives, which will change your day around and which will make you feel much happier. You'll feel much more relaxed. You'll feel like everything is more positive. But it is the power of the mind. So, you know, a way to do this is to start your day off, you know, well. So the first thing you want to do is set your alarm. And when your alarm goes off, get up. Because that's a positive start. You've got enough time to get yourself ready to get out the door in time for work and you're not rushing. So that might be that you have to put your alarm clock away from your bed so that you have to physically get up to turn it off. And once you're out of bed, you're not then going to get back into bed. That seems like a bit of an effort. So getting up when your alarm goes off. Now, I also find, I know I've spoken about it before and you can go back in previous episodes to listen to it, but a little morning routine, which can be anywhere from 10 to 30 minutes in the morning, first thing in the morning, is a really good way to start the day. It's really positive. It sets your mind up for a positive day. And like I say, it doesn't have to be long. It can be a quick 10 minutes. It can be 30 minutes. It can be longer if you have time. And when you do this morning routine, the first thing you want to do is you can either listen to a meditation or hypnosis, which puts you into a positive mind frame. That can be about, you know, your goals, what you want to manifest, what you're trying to achieve at the moment, or it can just be a calming meditation, a positivity meditation, whatever you feel like you need. That's a great way to start the day. And you literally can do this from still lying in bed. Pop the headphones right in, because first thing in the morning, when we have just woken up, we still are working with our subconscious mind. Our conscious mind isn't fully awake yet or fully aware. Therefore, putting these words and these meditations and hypnosis straight into your subconscious mind kind of hacks the brain, so we can get more positive straight away and we can see more positivity and we'll be able to create the goals that we desire easier by hacking the brain. So anyway, more on that another time. But a meditation or a hypnosis first thing is great. And that can be, again, anywhere from 5 minutes to 20 minutes, however long you want it to be. And then I find writing down gratitudes super positive for the mind. It's a really good way to start the day. So anywhere from 3 to however many gratitudes you want to write down, just reminding yourself of what you have and what positive things you have in life. So if you've slept well, like I did last night, a deep, long, restorative recovery sleep, like how nice is that when other people in this world are scared at night and don't get a full sleep, or people really suffer with not being able to fall asleep, with insomnia. So being really grateful and feeling that feeling of gratitude for a good night's sleep, and the fact that you wake up in a nice warm home that's cozy, that's safe with your loved ones. And then it could just be things like maybe yesterday you had a really successful day with your nutrition or your exercise or something at work that you're grateful for. Or you're grateful for your partner, for whatever they did yesterday, or you're grateful for your dog, for the love, the endless love they give you. Whatever you're grateful for, write down or say out loud 3 or more things you're grateful for first thing in the morning. Obviously, that takes less than a minute. Hi, guys. Just a little interruption to this episode to let you know that I am starting a brand new 8-week program at the start of January 2024. So if you're looking to kickstart the year, create some healthy habits straight away, get rid of the Christmas bloat, lose a dress size or two in the first 8 weeks of the year, and feel more confident in yourself, then this program is for you. It's a group style program. So if you like working with other like-minded women, then it's for you. You'll have personalized nutrition. You'll have personalized exercises to do weekly. You'll have group support. There'll be a weekly Q&A, a weekly teach. There's a WhatsApp group with all the ladies that are doing it in, and you'll have access to me 7 days a week. So if this sounds like something you are interested in, then send me an email at my email, hannah@hbwellness.uk. Or send me a message on Instagram, Hannah Bright Wellness, and I can get you signed up. The spaces are limited, so don't wait until the last minute. Pop me a message ASAP and get yourself onto this 8-week program. It's brand new and it's the best way to kickstart 2024. All right, let's go back to the episode. And then I like to write affirmations. So it's I am things. So, you know, I am confident. I am a business boss. I am changing women's lives daily. I am successful. I am successful in my business. I'm successful in my career. I'm got an abundance of love. You know, whatever it is, whatever you want to affirm in your life, or an area that you need to work on affirming, maybe it's confidence, maybe it's to do with your career, maybe it's to do with relationships or your partner, maybe it's to do with your self-esteem, whatever it is, writing three or more affirmations or saying them out loud first thing in the morning and repeating these daily or throughout the day is a really good way of helping them to come to fruition. Fruition. Is that the right word? Fruition. I don't know. You know what I'm trying to say. So we've got the meditation, we've got the gratitudes, we've got the affirmations. And then another great thing to do is some movement. So I try to get to the gym most mornings. However, sometimes I have to go a little bit later in the day. But it can be going to the gym. It could be going out for a 15-minute walk outside in the fresh air. It could be a 10-minute stretch routine in your bedroom or a yoga routine. It might just be jumping around, shaking it off and just getting your blood flowing around your body. Whatever it is, a little bit of movement, 5 to 10 minutes first thing in the morning is great. And maybe something else that brings you joy. So you start your day off really positive. Some people like breath work. Some people like to go for a walk with a friend. Some people like to do an ice bath. You know, doing something that brings you joy and makes you feel alive first thing in the morning and sets you up for a positive day. Now, all of these things, it might seem like I've been talking about them for a while, but they don't have to take long. Each of them could take 5 minutes, and that's, you know, 15, 20 minutes of your morning. You can wake up 15, 20 minutes earlier if it means you're going to have a much better day by doing these things. Or, you know, you can pick two of the things and do those consistently and then maybe add in more later down the line once you've got consistent with that. So you can do things daily, first thing in the morning to set you up for a positive day. And then you're out of bed on time, you've done your morning routine, you've already accomplished so much, and it's only 7 a.m. in the morning. So you're feeling great. And then you get out the door on time. And then, you know, if you might not even notice you stop on every red light on the way to work today, because it's not, you're not looking out for the negatives. You're feeling positive. You're feeling happy. You've got that energy flowing that's of joy. And actually, when you're stopped at the red light, the thing that you actually notice is the little dog that walks past and it makes you smile, or you're having a moment just to think about what you're grateful for in the car and you don't notice the red light. So it really is what how you use your mind, and whether you are seeing all the negatives and how hard life is, or whether you're seeing positives and how fabulous life is. And the other thing I would say is, you know, this is the same with exercise. So say you wake up in the morning or you get home from work and you need to do some exercise, but you're tired, you can't be bothered, you're thinking of all the reasons why you shouldn't, you know, it's cold, it's dark, you've got other things to be doing. You need to change your mindset around and think, nope, you know, how good will I feel when I come out of the gym? I'm going to feel like I've accomplished something. I'm going to feel like I've ticked off what I said I would do, and I've committed to things that are important to me, and I've, you know, not let myself down. I'm going to get a real high from doing that workout. And I've stuck to my routine. And the main thing to do when you're struggling with battling with whether I should do a workout or not, whether I should go on the Zoom workout or not, whether I should walk to the yoga studio or not, is do it. All right? You know deep down you should be doing it. So think about what the best version of you would do. They would go to those workouts. And then once you're at the gym or the studio or on Zoom or doing the workout in your back room, whatever it is, you'll enjoy it, you'll feel good for it, and it won't be such a big struggle to do it. The mind is the part that you struggle with. It's the thoughts of how bad it's going to be or how hard it's going to be or how tired you feel. But when you're actually doing it, it's not as bad as you thought, because it's always the mind that makes things worse. And a lot of the time, it's not real. We create things in our mind. Even the same with like your diet. You know, you might find, oh, how am I going to stick to my diet this week? I struggled last week. No, you can stick to your diet if you really want to do this diet. And if your why is big enough, remember your why and write down the reasons why you want to be on this diet and what you're going to achieve from being on this diet. And then repeat to yourself that you can stick to this diet. You can do it. Because the more we say we can't do something, the more likely we are to fail. Because we're telling ourselves and we're repeating it and we're affirming in our mind that we can't do something. Whereas if we change it around and we affirm in our mind we can do this, we can, it's easy, it's, you know, I've done it before, I can do it again. And then once you've done it, you affirm at the end of the day, you know, I did it, it was easy, I can do it again tomorrow. Because the power of the mind is so strong, and we talk ourselves out of so many things, and we, you know, see so many negatives a lot of the time during our days. But if we can train our mind to see the positives and to believe we can achieve things, and when we do achieve these things, affirm that we've achieved them and we can achieve them again, then we're more likely to have a better day, we're more likely to be more successful, we're more likely to tick off what we said we would do and feel happier and more confident in ourselves. And it's all through the power of the mind, which is incredible, I think. And I've done a lot of learning over the years on how our mind is so powerful. And, you know, when, and I try and talk to myself positively, when I hear myself saying, you know, I can't do this, I'm going to fail at that, I don't have time for that, I don't have money for that, they're all negative things. And I stop myself now and I affirm in the other way, I have plenty of time, I have all the time that I need to do that. You know, I have money to do that if I want to do that. I can definitely do 10 pull-ups in the gym. I can do it. I've done it before. Why can't I do it again? You know, saying these positive things is so powerful, so, so powerful. So there you are, a little positive pep talk on the power of the mind and how your thinking affects your day, your life, and your choices and your success. All right. So hopefully you find that helpful, and hopefully you can put together a little morning routine and start your day off on a more positive note before you've even stepped out of the house at 7 a.m. and set off for work. All right. That's all from me, gang. Also, if you want a free copy of my Miracle Morning Guide, so a guide of how to create the perfect miracle morning, quite like my own, perfect, then pop me a message on Instagram at Hannah Bright Wellness. And yeah, send me your email and ask for the Miracle Morning Guide and I will send you over a free copy. And then you can create, you can use that to create the perfect morning routine. And start to have a powerful, positive mind. All right, that's all from me, gang. Have a fabulous weekend, and I will catch you on next week's episode. Bye. Thanks for listening, guys. Hope you enjoyed that episode. If I can ask you a big favor, please, would you be able to rate and review this podcast? I would massively appreciate it. Otherwise, if you want to connect with me, I am on Instagram at Hannah Bright Wellness. And one other thing, if you think there's someone that would benefit from listening to these podcast episodes, then please do share my podcast to them. Any friends or family members you think that will enjoy it. Otherwise, I will catch you next time. Bye.